WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tom Wolfe's book, The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, told the story of Ken Kesey and his friends, known as the Merry Pranksters, as they traveled across country in their old school bus, dropping acid and spreading the hallucinogenic gospel. Now Ken Kesey has written his own version of the story in his book, The Further Inquiry. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
You can see why Ken Kesey might not want to let Tom Wolfe have the last word on the famous psychedelic bus trip of the Merry Pranksters from Berkeley to the Big Apple in the World's Fair back in 1964. The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, Wolfe's day-glow secondhand account of this blast-off of the counterculture, just like Radical Chic, his itchy hearsay account of Leonard Bernstein's fundraiser for the Black Panthers, made Wolfe look important and everybody else look silly. But this was before anyone had figured out that Wolfe was a sort of right-wing Andy Warhol, the world's busiest PR agent for himself, that inside his white suit beats the heart of a Philistine. Now we see him promoting his vanities in Harper's, proving just how many books by other people he's neglected to read. And some of us wish he'd go away in his white suit and sell ice cream. We also hoped Ken Kesey would come down from his Oregon tree and smite the ambulance chaser. But Kesey, who hasn't had a lot to say in the quarter century since One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Sometimes a Great Notion, has produced instead a gaudy coffee table book, a box of bonbons, quite as if nobody ever died or went nuts from feeding on the candied fantasies of the era. The Further Inquiry, Further is the name the pranksters gave the bus, is dedicated to, and I quote, casualties from this vector. But you wouldn't know there'd been any from the larky pages of self-praise that follow. What we're supposed to be reading is a screenplay based on the imaginary trial of Neil Cassady on muddled charges of monomania, sexism, escapism, social terrorism, and psychic rape. Cassady drove the bus, as stoned as the rest of them, but a working-class hero to the artists, writers, and college professors. You've met Cassady elsewhere, in various fictions, as Dean Moriarty, or Cody, or Hart. Kerouac especially seemed incapable of writing a novel without him. We also know from Allen Ginsberg's biographer, Barry Miles, that he was crazy and dangerous. Four women killed themselves because of this, quote, macho Irish Catholic wild dude, and he more or less killed himself, stoned again in Mexico. Yet he's acquitted here on all counts, because, well, and I quote again, who can anybody think of that was more interesting? Besides, quote, he was joyous. He could take social and emotional and cosmic changes just like he could take 90-degree turns. Boy, did they have fun, these WASP college kids, miracles of modern chemistry, with their jug of acid-laced orange juice, their cameras and stereos, their white stallions and mandolins, on their way to Timothy Leary, with the ex-king of the beatniks at the wheel. What a blast! Even if one of them did flip out and run naked into the goat herds, raving in thorny despair, after which they dumped her in a Houston loony bin. I am looking at color photographs of all of them in Kesey's book. Stark Naked, Zonker, and the Slime Queen. They had no politics except grooving, nor the common sense God gave a tractor. And maybe they even lacked the elemental decencies. A community takes care of its own. If I sound as disapproving as Tom Wolfe, I'm sorry. But I lost a younger brother to too many acid trips and speedball freakouts. He loved One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest as much as I did. But he's dead now. And I'm still waiting for an explanation. And this book isn't it.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Further Inquiry by Ken Kesey.